Across the Pilbara, this is Breakfast with Pablo on 102.5 FM.
Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens in the studio. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, we want to talk today about family violence, and obviously it impacts our society massively. It impacts the kids and the families that experience that. But we want to focus on what are the reasons for it and what can the police do?
Yes, family violence is experienced by people of all ethnicity, religions, ages, abilities and sexual preference. There is a great impact of family violence in our society. In many homicides, the victim and offender are in a family relationship, and we've had three very serious incidents this year with multiple victims. Mm-hmm. Now, the causes that we see for family violence are alcohol, which is present in over 50% of the incidents that we attend. There's drug use from cannabis and methamphetamine, jealousy and relationship breakdown. One of the saddest things about family violence is that children who witness family violence can grow up believing it is normal behaviour and they become violent to their own partners in the future. And children who live in an unsafe environment can become victims of crime or flee the family home and commit crime to support themselves, which has an impact on the rest of society. And in the absence of proper parenting, the children can develop drug habits and increase their involvement in stealing and burglaries to support that habit.
So there really is that knock-on effect from generation to generation.
There certainly is, and we see it all the time. And the main concern always will be the safety of the victim and the children. And it's vital that incidents of family violence are reported to police so safety measures can commence. The police will attend and investigate family violence incidents. We are compelled to do that by law. We will attend when neighbours call up and tell us that they think there's a family violence incident happening next door.
Now, what can the police actually do?
When we attend, if evidence exists, we will arrest and charge the perpetrator and put them on bail conditions to protect the victim. If we find that there's not evidence enough for a charge, we can serve a police order. And that forces a separation between the two parties, and it can be up to 72 hours. And one of our main aims is always to assist people to get counselling and further assistance. In addition to police orders, we can assist people to get a family violence restraining order, and that takes effect all across Australia. Mm-hmm. We can seize firearms, and when we're conducting an investigation into family violence, we have authority to enter a house without warrant.
Now, you've also spoken about this in the past, because you mentioned alcohol is obviously a huge cause of family violence and a factor in there. 50%, you mentioned, of all incidents do involve alcohol. The city can actually, the police can make houses dry now.
That's right.
You've got the power to do that and confiscate alcohol.
The police don't have the power to do it, but we talk with people who own houses where alcohol is commonly a problem, and we can help them get that place declared liquor restricted.
Mm. And that can make a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. And once the place actually is declared liquor restricted, the police will reattend to support the person and deal with anybody who has alcohol there.
Now, I just want to touch on the cycle of family violence. There's a few key areas that go around that circle, and really good information there.
Yeah, we often find that people who are victims of family violence become repeat victims. There is three main stages of a family violence incident. There's a build-up of tension where the abuser is yelling, withholding affection, and displaying controlling behaviour. Then there's the explosion of violence where the actual violence occurs or the abuse, and then after that there's often the honeymoon period, and that's the occasion where the relationship repairs, and unfortunately quite often goes back to repeat the cycle with tension buildings. And police try to break that cycle by referring the people involved to counselling, support and ongoing assistance with their problems.
Now, White Ribbon Day is a very important day right across the nation, 25th of November, specifically to tackle this issue.
Yes, and if you want a white ribbon, we will have them at the police station. Wearing a white ribbon means that you stand for never taking part in, condoning or staying silent about violence against women.
Thanks so much for stopping past today. Police Beat, of course, if you do need to contact the police for anything specific or you'd like to know more info, 131444. Our local police, along with the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside operated Northwest Self Project, are members of the Safer Community Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, we'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Pablo.
Classic gold, today's hits, Spirit.